Warm 101.3, where every Monday at this time we share the warmth with another organization that's doing marvelous things. And Hope Hall has been doing marvelous things for so long in Rochester. And this morning we have the executive director and founder. Her name is Sister Diana. Good morning, Sister.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me here.
Of course, you know, I have to say something but right off the bat that I'm so familiar with the building. Do you know why?
I'm going to guess you went there as a child.
Yes, I did, when it was called Thomas Edison.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So Tony, now it's right off the bat, I want to invite you to come back and see it at any time, okay?
I will. As a matter of fact, I was there a couple of years ago because they had a reunion of teachers, and they asked me to MC the event, and it felt so strange walking into that building, but so wonderful. So tell my listeners what Hope Hall is and what you do.
Well, Hope Hall is non-public, private, not-for-profit, non-sectarian school for children who learn differently. And we deliberately talk about learning differences because our kids can learn as much and as well as everyone else. They just do it differently. Many of our children, most of them, have something called auditory processing delays, and that's a neurological disorder, which means they can hear everything as well as everybody else can, but they're part of the brain that processes it doesn't always process it accurately. Mm. So obviously, the more we talk, the less they learn.
Oh,
they need
goodness.
A whole different approach. Many of our children also have attention deficit disorder. Some people think they don't pay attention to anything, and actually it means they pay attention to everything, and they have a very difficult time filtering what's important to focus on and what isn't. Some of them come to us with mild anxiety disorders, and some of our children are on the autism spectrum.
Do you just serve people? You're in Gates, but you serve children from all over the area?
That's right. 46% of our kids come from the Rochester City School District, and the rest come from all parts of Monroe County. We also have children from Ontario County, Kendall, Macedon, so we have them from all over.
And I know your board of advisors kind of kids you about the low tuition, so you don't get a lot of money from tuition, you don't get anything from the state, so you're usually trying to do a lot of different fundraisers. I know you have golf tournaments and galas, and you have something coming up on December 11th, if you want to talk about
yes.
that.
Well, one of the things that we work on with our children at Hope Hall is our skilled trade program, which is called, right now, it's our woodworking center.
The woodworking sale is December 11th. Is it right at the school?
It's right at the school,
and it's
we're
going to
have some vendors there, but most of it will be the handcrafted wood products and a few other Christmas items that we have and some raffle items. We keep the tuition very low, the out-of-pocket tuition very low, so that we can be a school for kids that need us, not a
right.
not a school for kids who can afford us.
If someone wants to get in touch with the school, what's the best way to do that?
It's hopehall.org.
Well, we wish you continued success. You've been around for 27 years. I wish you all the success in the world, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for your time, Tony. I know I was there at that event when you came with the mm-hmm. reunion, and that mm-hmm. was before we built our high school. So I would love to have you come. Bring anybody with you that you'd like to, even
will
the people
do,
who
sister.
Make fun of you. And, and we
will,
would love
sister.
To have you, and I'll have the kids give you a tour.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a very blessed and peaceful day.
And you too. Thank you, sister.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
If there's an organization you'd like me to highlight, just drop me an email at tony@warm1013.com. And we'll share the warmth right here on Warm 101.3.